Right now we're going to go over to Peoria, Arizona. He's been there since before the players arrived, I think. Our man Bob Scanlon, the fine radio analyst on Padre Baseball here on the Mighty 1090, joining us on a Friday night. Bob, you got there before the players, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I got out here a few days before the official report date for the pitchers and catchers, and, you know, it's great. My kids were on vacation, so we came out a couple of days early to have some fun in the sun. And, you know, frankly, also, I was kind of curious to see who else I might see here in terms of players that were getting here early. And I was stunned. Almost all the pitchers and catchers had already showed up. Guys were working out. And the first guy that I saw as I got to the ballpark, he was in the batting cage getting his work in, was Matt Kemp. So all kinds of nice surprises when I got here, and it's been nothing but good news from day number one, big man.
Hey, give me the lay of the land. What's it been like with the pitchers and now the last few days with the entire roster there? What have they been working on and how the workout's going? And hopefully we don't have any injuries yet.
Well, so far it's been all good news. And, you know, step number one, as I mentioned, everybody showed up on time. The only guy that was one day late was Marcus Mateo. He had a little bit of a travel issue, but he got here the next day. So everybody showed up. Everybody was in shape. And thank goodness, all the workouts have been going basically without any major injuries, knock on wood. The only slight injury that's taken place is Casey Kelly strained his groin muscle on day number two. So he's been shut down. He's not been on the field for the last few days. But he said this morning that he's feeling better, so hopefully he'll be back out there soon. So, you know, other than that, that's been it. Everybody else has looked great. Pitchers, the workouts have been going really well. I've been very impressed with how sharp everybody has looked. It's just been nothing but progression day by day. You know, first fastballs and changeups, now they've been mixing in some breaking balls. The relievers faced live batters today. That went well. And from the position player side, same thing. Everybody showed up on time. In fact, most of the guys were here several days early. Everybody seems to be in shape, and I've been really impressed with what I've seen in terms of the workouts, the intensity of the workouts. They've changed a few things in terms of what they're doing in their drills and stuff. From the hitting side, Mark Kotze has said, look, we're going to do more on the field, less work in the cage, and that's held up. I mean, yesterday he had a pitching machine out there on the mound, having guys hit in different situations with a pitching machine throwing sliders at the guys. So it's been good. It's been intense. It's been solid. Guys are showed up, and there's just a great all-around atmosphere around the camp.
You know, Bob, you bring up a point there, and I think that's a very good point Mark Kotze is bringing up. Get out on the field as much as you possibly can, because a lot of guys, they get into, even though they're pros, and we see this with amateur players and young players all the time, when they hit in the cage or they're hitting off a machine, they develop a cage swing rather than a real good, solid, firm, aggressive baseball swing when they're in that cage.
That can happen, and I think also they just want to try to simulate as much as they can what you're actually going to be asked to do in a ball game. So as I said, they have this machine set up. It's not just throwing fastballs. It's throwing, you know, pretty hard, nasty sliders with some bite on them, and they went through everything you got to do. You know, hit and run, bunts. Runner on second base, get them over. Runner on second or third base, get them in, swing away. So, you know, they were going through all these things with runners on the bases. So as a hitter, you're seeing in your peripheral vision that guy taking off and having to get the job done. So, and this isn't an indictment in any way on what they were trying to do last year with Phil Plantier and Alonzo Powell, and what their approach was, but they were really handcuffed in some ways because, as you may recall, Coach, a lot of the guys were injured last spring. Carlos Quinton wasn't 100%. Chase Headley had the bad calf. Kristen Northfield had a bad back. I mean, you go down the list, and they were just trying to get guys whatever work they could, you know, under circumstances in which they could do it with the physical, you know, liabilities that they had at that point. So, you know, this year everybody's healthy, and the goal is, look, if you're healthy and you're ready to go, we're going to push it, and we're going to be ready for opening day. And that's what they've been doing, and it's been good to see.
Well, they were handicapped the last few years with lack of talent on the offensive side of the baseball, and that's obviously changed this winter.
Well, yeah, we've talked about that before, Coach. We've seen the revolving door of hitting coaches come through the Padre organization, haven't we? You know, and at some point you just say, hey, look, you know, it always helps when you get, you know, better talent, and there are guys who are experienced, proven major league hitters. Any hitting coach will tell you, you know, when you bring in Justin Upton and Matt Kemp and Will Myers and, you know, Derek Norris and on and on and on, all of a sudden you just got smarter as a hitting coach, right?
Oh, no question about it. I saw Kotze at a baseball dinner at the winter meetings. I said, man, you got pretty good as a hitting coach the last couple of weeks. And I go, you haven't even been working with anybody. And then poor old Phil Plantier's up there in Poway watching everything's going on. He goes, he's probably saying, hell, if I had those guys, I'd still have a job.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Coach. And that's kind of the way it goes. And I thought, you know, every year I feel like the coaching staff the Padres put together, they do the most to get the most out of their guys. And
yeah,
there's never any excuses. You know that. We're around those guys every day. And the coaches, they support their players. You know, there's no excuses about, you know, what they have to work with or who's injured or whatnot. It's like, you know what? These are our guys. These are, you know, major league players. We got to get the most out of them, whether it's a guy that's a rookie or a guy that's, you know, maybe a future Hall of Famer. So it is what it is, and these guys work hard to get the most out of their players every day, and it's no exception with this coaching staff.
Bob Scanlon joining us from Peoria. Now, you're already there, and you've already been around the batting cage, and you're watching number 27 crank balls all over the yard, and Justin Upton. You know, I sit here right now, Bob, and I still can't believe these guys are in the Padre lineup.
I know, I can't either. And you know who else can't believe it? Some of the players. I'm sitting there, you know, and I try to talk to each one of the guys before the game starts. So there are 60 guys here. I spend several minutes with each guy. You know, how is your off season? What are you working on? Blah, blah, blah. You know, just to get caught up and see what they're focused on. And I'm sitting there talking to one of the pitchers, and right in the middle of our conversation, he just stops and he just points. He goes, look at that. Look who's in our clubhouse right now. And look who else. Look at the players we have here this year. You know, so I mean, these guys they're fired up as well, and they understand that it's been a sea change around here, and that's no indictment on the player that they've had. And, you know, a lot of these guys are returning and are fighting for playing time right now, as you know. But at the same time, there's a different vibe, and it's not just the excitement of the fans and the excitement of the media, of which there have been a ton out here, by the way, that normally aren't here. But you can tell it in the players as well. These guys are excited about it. They believe that they've got a winning club put together here, and they want to go out and prove it.
I mean, they're getting a lot of national exposure right now on television.
Well, not only on television, but, you know, we come to the ballpark today, and MLB Network is out there. And normally, the Padres are team 28 or 29 on their depth chart, right?
Yep, you know, easily.
Of places that, you know, Jim Bowden and Casey are going to visit and, you know, do their breakdown. They're out there. This was the first place. They said this is the place we're most excited about being this year. On first day workouts, normally we see a handful of reporters, some of the local guys come out. This year, every single local network was out there. All the national networks are out there. ESPN was setting up camp today. They're going to be starting to do their special. ESPN Sports Center is going to be out here tomorrow. So it's a national story, and it's very exciting for Padre baseball.
Hey, watching the pitchers throw this week, you know, we know the regular guys, but how about some of the guys the fans don't know a whole lot about? Who's kind of, you know, I wouldn't say impressed you, but intrigued you a little bit, because these guys aren't going full bore quite yet.
No, most of the guys that we do know have been doing everything we expect them to do. You know, the Cashers, the Tyson Ross, is getting a chance to see James Shields working and do what he wants to do. I'd say Leonel Campos has really looked solid this spring. I've really been impressed with some of the adjustments that he's made in terms of his fastball command. We saw him last year for a little while. Wipeout slider, of course, but he's really looked sharp with the fastball. There's a young kid here, Dyron Guerrero, Colombian kid, 6'7", bringing it about 97 to 101 miles an hour. And, you know, when I first heard about him, I thought, okay, 6'7", throwing that hard, he's probably, you know, elbows and knees all over the place. And actually, very nice delivery, very smooth, very rhythmic. So he's an exciting young guy to maybe keep an eye on as well. Justin Hancock, a young guy that I'd not heard much about, but in seeing him in the bullpens, very nice delivery, excellent command so far of his fastball, looked very nice in his batting practice session today. So there's a lot of interesting young guys that are coming up through the system still as well, along with the Matt Whistlers that we already know about.
Kind of weird, and I know he's not there yet, but it's going to be kind of weird when Trey Turner shows up at spring training.
He's here.
He is there.
He is, yeah. And you're right. I mean, he had a locker there, and people were looking at the locker kind of thinking, well, what's that all about? And he's here. Trey Turner is here. And, you know, a couple of people have asked him about it. Says, you know, this is kind of awkward. And in a certain way it is, but, you know, from his standpoint, you kind of feel like you're a lame duck player. In other, you know, for people that don't know the story, he got traded, but he wasn't really allowed to be traded because he'd just been drafted. So when you're first drafted, there's that time period where you're not supposed to be traded, but he's the player to be named later. hasn't officially happened, but he knows he's a short timer in a Padre uniform. That being said, he's in big league camp and he's getting his work in. And you know, it's a credit to the organization because they're not holding him back, and he's getting this free exposure to being around all these big league players. And you know, it may be a little bit awkward, but the bottom line is the kid's getting his work in, and hopefully everything goes well. But that is a nice little interesting side story here.
Well, hopefully he stays healthy too.
Exactly. You know what? You know, that's all you need is Tyrone Guerrero facing him in live BP and hitting him with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball in the wrist or something, right?
Hey, Bob, is the story? I mean, he's gonna break camp probably go to either Elsinore or Double A, and he'll just play with the Padres until it's time he can be traded in June.
Yeah, exactly. And I've seen some similar situations before. For example, when I was with the Phillies, we had a situation where we had too many outfielders, and they were older guys that they didn't want to send back down to A ball. We were in Double A. So what they did is they actually loaned the player to another organization. It was rather odd, but that way the other organization, they had a need, they had a lack of position players to play at that level. We had a glut. It gave the kid a chance to play somewhere. It's better than sitting or going back down to a league that he can't play in, but you always run the risk of, a guy might get hurt. So that's certainly a case with Trey Turner. You hope nothing happens physically to him. But at the same time, the organization he's going to really wants the kid to play and continue his development so that he doesn't miss any beats when he gets over there.
Hey, Carlos Quentin, a big story back here in San Diego earlier in the week that, hey, he was telling Buddy, hey, I want to try to play first base, and Buddy kind of blew him off the first time out at San Diego State. And then Buddy said to him the next day, he goes, hey, you know what, get yourself a first base glove. Has he worked at all at first base this week, or has it been all in left field?
Funny you should ask, Coach, because today was actually the first day that I did see a first base glove on his hand. And he looks like he's in good shape, seems to be in great spirits about everything, good attitude. I don't know, maybe in some ways it's almost a relief for him that all the focus is not on him this spring, like mm-hmm. it's been in the past.
Uh-huh.
Is he healthy? Is this the guy that's going to carry the ball club this year? He doesn't have to this year. He can just go out and get himself healthy, show that he's ready to play. But bottom line is, to your question, he was on the half field today working out at first base with the other first baseman. It was just routine type stuff. They weren't pushing it. But what I can say is his glove work actually looked pretty good over there. There are a couple of throws that were in the dirt, and he picked them. And, everybody kind of put up a big cheer when he did it. Hey, way to go. Hey, Carlo, way to go, Q. So the guys are having fun with it. He's over there getting his work in. Whether it translates into something that's actually functional and practical in game situation, who knows? But to his credit, he's trying to find a way to keep himself relevant on the defensive side if it turns out that, he stays with the Padres or stays in the National League. Of course, the assumption is eventually he ends up in the American League with his knees as a designated hitter, but he's trying to find a way to stay on the field with the glove.
Now, right now, the first baseman, obviously, Yonder Alonso, Tommy Medic, Alex Dickerson's in camp as well, isn't he?
He sure is, Coach. And you and I have this long-standing relationship with him. We had him on World Baseball Network several years ago when he was in college. So, great kid. I actually spent a good 5 or 10 minutes talking with him today. Interesting story with him last year, of course, was having a nice spring training, injured his ankle. In the midst of them trying to treat the ankle, they find out that he has this really unusual cyst growing in the heel bone of his right foot. And so, had he not twisted the ankle, they probably wouldn't have found this cyst. They find it. They remove it, and he basically spends the rest of the year getting his bones healthy again. And so at the end of the season, he was finally able to do that. Had an opportunity to go to winter ball this year, turned it down because he felt like it was more important that he just get his strength back. But he's looking good in camp. He's feeling good. So here's raring to go. As far as the other first base candidates that you mentioned, Yonder Alonso has looked great, in great shape. His hands are healthy. He's swinging the bat well. I mean, the very first batting practice, it kind of lit up. I just thought, wow, he's really swinging well. The ball's just jumping off his bat. He looked great on the defensive side, put on a show in the first infield session, covering ground and making athletic plays. So, Yo came to camp ready to play.
Well, all these guys, I think, are picking it up a little bit because they want to play in San Diego. And if you're not producing, this general manager is not going to tolerate it.
Coach, I think you've hit it 100%, and it's not that guys didn't care or didn't come to camp prepared before, but I was just literally thinking that this afternoon after the live BP, and the guy that, we just talked about, Yonder Alonso. The other guy that had a great live batting practice today, Will Venable. Cameron Maven swung the bat well, too, came into camp and is, very publicly saying, hey, I want that center field job. So I think it's been a good thing. I think the bar has been raised for everybody in this camp. The expectations have been raised, and guys understand that, you know, hey, mediocrity is not going to fly here. This is a team that's built to win, and you better be on board or they're going to find a place to send you.
You know, last question, Bob, and appreciate the time. I know you're in big Peoria tonight, and you're probably hitting it heavy over in that town. But
No. It's something I'd rather be doing, big man, and talking baseball with one of my favorite people in the world, so this is great.
Well, thank you, Bobby. You know, I think the big question is, can Will Myers play center field? And the other thing, can Will Myers really put together a full season in the big leagues? Even when he won the Rookie of the Year, he played less than 70 games. And, you know, I think he has a lot to prove.
I think he does as well, and I think he feels like he does as well. Not in terms of doubting himself, but I think he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder in terms of, you know, people kind of wrote me, you know, his feelings, like people wrote me off last year. You have one bad year and all of a sudden he doesn't have it anymore. So I think he does have something that he wants to prove. Last year he had problems with both of his wrists, broke the one on that diving play, you know, also injured the left one. So he had double hand problems last year. He's healthy. He's raring to go. He wants to play center field bad. I mean, he's like, you know what? I want this position. This is where I belong. So he is out here feeling like, center field is my job. I'm going to take it. So there's going to be a battle with him and Cameron Maybin. But it's a good question. He not played much out there. And, of course, at Petco Park, center field is no joke. You've got to cover some ground, and they're going to find out. But that's certainly the game plan, is for him to be out there in center.
Hey, as I let you go, what's the weekend plans for the Padres?
I think more of the same. You're going to have the starting pitchers facing live hitters tomorrow for the first time. First game is on Wednesday. So, you know, they're just ramping up. They're trying to get the hitters up to hitting speed facing live pitching. The pitchers are starting to throw their breaking balls. They're still going through all their various infield drills, bunt plays, all that kind of good stuff, pickoff plays. So everything's moving along as scheduled, and just getting ready for that first game. Everybody can't wait to actually get after it and get on the field and play some hardball.
Well, hey, tell the skipper and tell the coaching staff I said hello, and we'll look forward to catching up with you maybe even the night after the first spring training game next week.
Hey, that'd be great. Love talking ball with you anytime, big man. You know that.
All right, my friend. Get a good night's rest and hit it early tomorrow.
Will do. Thanks. Good talking to you, John. Take care.
There you go. Bob Scanlon joining us from Peoria, talking Major League Baseball and talking about our Padres.